share that in there. Just talk loud.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. To our friends in the media and to a lot of our RAM employees that are here. You know, day two of the draft is always exciting because for two reasons. One, you get a chance to go upstairs and pick more players, add to our success in the draft. But secondly, and probably most importantly, it's an opportunity for you to meet a culmination of a lot of hard work. And then, of course, what took place last night in our two number one draft choices. On my far left, Alec Ogletree, and on my immediate left, Tavon Austin. So welcome them here for us. And what we're going to do is we're going to go right to questions and see if anybody has questions for both of these new Rams.
Guys, for both you guys, just what's going through your head now? What are these last 24 hours been like for you?
Pretty much these last 24 hours been crazy, you know. These last 24 hours been crazy. I mean, just like a dream come true since I was a kid, and I'm just thankful that the whole Rams staff made the jump and came and got me, so I'm pretty much happy that I'm here now, and I'm just pretty much ready to get to work.
Basically the same for me. It was very exciting yesterday to, you know, even be a part of the draft this year. And, you know, like I said, I really want to thank the Ram organization for taking a chance on me. And, you know, like you said, I'm ready to get to work, too.
Tavon, at what point do you think in your life you started to think about the NFL, becoming an NFL player? Just what's it like?
I mean, it started when I was 7 years old. Everybody knew I always had some type of gift, you know. I probably always wasn't the biggest guy in the world. You know, I wish I was 2 inches taller, but I can't. But, you know, I always stuck with it. This was my dream. And it had been times my mother, you know, chased me down. She ran track in her days, so she'd track me down and stuff. But I always knew I always had it. And it was just a matter of time just sticking with it and making my dream come true. Yeah. I mean, since I was young, you know, I've always been the top two fastest on the team. And it been some teams I haven't been the fastest, but, you know, always been one of the quicker guys on the team. So since I was young.
Something maybe in the playground or something where you're like, after a while, it's like, why can't
I? I mean, pretty much just being outside all day. My grandmother and my mother just tell me, don't run in this house all day. So, I mean, you outside, you having fun, and, you know, just being outside having fun, that's the most part.
Coming from a school like Baltimore Dunbar, if you had been a few inches taller, you think you'd been a basketball player?
I mean, I played basketball, you know, 3 years. I started point guard for two. Then we had a new coach my junior year, and I was like the sixth man. And pretty much just took off my senior year. But I played basketball, but football my gift, so I had to stay on this route.
Could you dunk?
Off of oop. I can't grip the ball, but I can dunk off of oop. I mean, that's one of my number one goals, you know, to get them out the hood. And I don't know if they want to leave Baltimore or not, but I'm definitely going to move them to a nice place outside in the county, Harford County or something like that, where it's gated community. And pretty much I know they're comfortable while I'm here working, and they back there just, you know, waiting for my game days on Sundays.
Alec, you're going to be in a division with two of the most mobile quarterbacks around, Russell Wilson and Colin Kaepernick. How do you feel about the challenge of your stack? I think these guys here are going to count on you to be able to run and chase those guys down. Just how do you feel about that challenge?
I'm definitely up for the challenge. Like I said, I'm very comfortable in my ability to basically tackle somebody or to run them down. You know, I feel like when we're in between the lines, nobody's faster than me. You know, I feel like everybody's pretty much the same speed, or maybe even be faster. I definitely look forward for the challenge to face two of one of the great quarterbacks in the league this year.
So you could run down Tavon, is that what you're
going to? I don't know. We on the same team now, so I won't have to be chasing.
What do you say to people that talk about your size?
Pretty much, that's something I can't change, you know. I just laugh at it now. Not really laugh, but just smile at it and just take it in and, you know, put it on my shoulders, you know. I've been small my whole life. It's not going to change.
Tavon,
I'm 5'9", but, you know, my heart played like I'm 6 feet. And I just got to keep that mindset and, you know, keep being smart on the field, know when to get down, know when not to get down, and get the first down. So that's all it's really going to boil down to. As soon as I came into the building, you know, he came in and met me, and you know, pretty much he just said he happened to meet with me. I said, thank you. I'm happy to meet with you. You know, taller quarterback. He a little bit bigger than Geno, so pretty much I'm just proud that I'm here, and you know, he took me in, and I'm just ready to come now.
Alec, you talked about the Rams taking a chance on you. What did you personally, not only the Rams but other teams, say to say, hey, you know, about some of the mistakes, but what you had to do, what you knew you had to do going forward to make them feel you were sincere?
Basically, I just had to make sure I let them know that everything was behind me, you know, and, you know, I'm ready to seize the opportunity that they're willing to give me. And basically, like I said, I just have to move forward.
How tough was last night for you? I mean, waiting all the way almost to the end of the first round. Was there a while where you were worried if you would even go in the first round?
I was just looking for the opportunity to get my name called. And like I said, coach them, they took a chance on me. So that's all I was waiting for. As far as where I got drafted, it didn't really matter. You know, like I said, I just wanted to be drafted. So.
What did you say when it was Coach Fisher that mm-hmm. called to tell you and you could hardly hear him because everybody in your house was going
on? Yeah, my mom and dad and everybody was just, like, screaming in the background. Like, soon as the phone rang, it, like, they started going crazy.
So they had an idea it wasn't a telemarketer?
No, I don't know. I don't know what happened, really. I just know the phone rang and I picked it up. They were like, ah! You know, so it was fun though. It was worth the wait.
What did you have an idea? It was pretty obvious the Rams were interested in Tavon, but did you have an idea all along that the Rams were interested in you through the pre-draft process?
They brought me in for a visit, and you know, we had a great talk and a great visit here, and you know, I was just, like I said, waiting for my name to be called, whether it was them or anybody else. But you know, I'm very thankful that the Rams did call me. I think this is a great place. They got a great team, and they look like they about trying to do something. So. You know, I just have to come in and perform on the field, and you know, just try to help this team the best way I can.
Tavon, with the league the way it is now, just there's an emphasis on space players this week. What do you see when you get the ball out in space, and what allows you to end up in the end zone more often?
I just go off my instincts. I mean, you know, I try to take away a lot of angles. I've been doing this for a long time now, so I kind of feel a lot of things that's coming on to me. You know, just when you get the ball in my hand, no more things, just to have fun. You know, play the game that I always played when I was young, and that's throw up tackle. You know, you against everybody out there and make somebody miss. And that's how I approach the game.
Now, when did it become obvious to you that maybe this was a dream, playing the NFL?
It's been a dream since I was little. My mom can tell you that when I was really little, I told them when I grew up I wanted to be in the NFL. And, you know, to get the opportunity to do that, you know, it's a blessing. And, you know, I'm just thankful.
Watch the draft when you were little, or even as you
I would watch the draft. I just always wanted to get the opportunity to hear my name called on TV and, you know, be a part of the NFL.
How about you, Tavon?
Pretty much the same thing. You know, this is my dream. Always been my dream. And, you know, I'm glad around this time that the small wide receivers are in. You know, a couple years ago, I probably wouldn't be mentioned in this draft right now. I probably would be free agent and trying to make somebody team just to be a gunner. I'm just thankful that the times has changed, and now I'm considered one of the elite receivers now.
Talking about that, do you pinch yourself somewhat that you're the eighth overall player in the draft?
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, when I was just sitting there with me and my family, they were taking a lot of D linemen and old linemen. I'm just sitting there like, oh, man, the skill position ain't doing nothing right now. But, you know, when coaches and the GM and called my name, I was really happy. My family's happy for me. One of the greatest experiences of my life.
What was your private workout like with the Rams? Are you more nervous? You've got all these eyes on you and maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Maybe how you do?
I mean, when I came over here, we pretty much we hit it on point. You know, I think this was the place where I needed to be, from Coach Sherman and Coach everybody, you know. And then they took me like I was a family. Then when they came down to Morgantown, and they didn't really show too much emotion. They kept their everything quiet. And I think I did a pretty good job coming in and out of my breaks and catching the ball for them. And, you know, the quarterbacks was kind of smiling a lot, but as far as the coaches, they wasn't giving up at all.
Did that make you nervous?
I was a little nervous, but at the end of the day, I'm like, am I doing good? They not saying nothing, but at the end of the day, I thought I was okay.
Anything else?
Smoke screen.
All right, thank you, guys. We'll do one-on-ones right after this, but we'll take a picture with Coach Les with the jerseys. Hey guys, can you all scoot us so the cameras get the TV cameras will get one shot.